I'm back again. Friday, March 8th, 7:10 p.m. It is raining in Vancouver, plus 6, so it got a little more, or a little bit warmer, but to offset that, it's raining. It's been beautiful here, but a little bit cold for Vancouver standards, but the sun was shining. I loved it, and now we're back to the norm of gray and rain. I guess we should go over the picks. I didn't do a League Cup podcast, but my picks were not good. I went 1-2, minus 1.15 units. Sendai money line, Kitakyushu plus 0.75 on the Asian handicap. Kagoshima Chiba over 2.5 goals. So the only one hitting was Kitakyushu, plus 0.75. They actually won outright. And then last week was not great. Kobe moneyline minus 1.18, Nagoya moneyline minus 1, Urawa moneyline minus 1.5, Urawa first half moneyline minus half. Brutal. But then Chiba hit, Omi Artajaw hit, and Kanazawa did not hit. So Jaylee Graham on Twitter, to follow along for the record. Everything, I believe, is updated. Yes, it is. Looks like a full schedule. I'm not really sure what happened to J3. There's some teams that are not playing. I was actually looking at some stats. But I don't know when lineups are released on FotMob, which is the best site and I am absolutely addicted to still. But let's pull up these lines here. Again, tons of sports on. It's just the best. NBA, NHL, baseball training camp, NCAA basketball. And I don't know why sometimes the soccer is not working on Bet365. There it is. I have a bunch of plays. I think it was like 3 in each league, actually. So, pretty heavy on the card. Let's see here. Let's pull up J-League. So, the first play we have is Niigata and Nagoya over 2.25 goals. Now, I don't know what's going on. Nagoya hasn't scored in 2 games and they've given up 4. Which is crazy. So, one would think they're going to score. I mean, they've got to come out, like, blitzing. I'm going to take a look at the first half here as well. So, they're 0-2. No points. Niigata has 2 goals in 2 games. 2 against. Let's see here what the first half total is. Is there a 0.75? There is. We are going to do half of a unit on the first half here as well. So point, it's 1.725 on the Asian handicap. Half a unit, first half over 0.75 at 1.725. That's going to be a half a unit play. Look at that. And then over the 2.25 is 2.05. So we are going to do both of those strictly because, I mean, if you're goalless in 2 games, how can you not? Like, you've got to be coming out flying. That game is 9 p.m. So it should be up still for that one. So even better. Then we've got, I have another game kind of similar. I've got Fukuoka and Shonan over 2 goals. That is even money. It's 2.0 on the odds. So this is kind of similar in the sense that Fukuoka has 1 goal for, none against in 2 games. And Shonan's the opposite. In 2 games, they have 3 goals for, 3 against. So we're going to go over 2 goals there. And lastly, I know everyone's saying like they're not the same Kawasaki as before, which is definitely true. But we are going to take Kawasaki on the money line, -138 at home versus Kyoto. So that is four plays now in J1. So let's go to J2. I also have not cracked a beer, but I am sipping on a local wine. One second here while I pull up J2. It is an Anthony Buchanan FOMO, F-O-M-O, which is 60% Gamay, 30% Syrah, 6% Pinot, 4% Sauvignon Blanc, naturally occurring yeast, and malolactic bacteria, oak from barrels. Yeah, so local beer or local wine. It is product or Caledon, BC. No idea where that is. But Anthony Buchanan, I've had some of his wines before. Yeah, and I like this one. Okay, J2. We are going to go with Iwaki, -0.25 on the Asian handicap at home against Kagoshima United. I know, my lone jersey purchase, Kagoshima United. Iwaki, 1 point. They had a draw last week, 1-1 against Okayama, which is impressive. I like Okayama as well. And then they lost their first week, 1-0 to Mito Hollyhock. Kagoshima's off to a new nice start after being promoted. 1 win, 1 draw. But I like Iwaki here at home. But we're going to take them on the -0.25 just in case there is a tie. We can get half that back. I don't love it that much to take the full money line. I also like Okayama at home -125 against Renofa Yamaguchi. Okayama. Yeah, they've 4 points, 1 win, 1 draw. Renofa Yamaguchi also the 1 win, 1 draw. So they're both off to a good start in two games. I know, very small sample size. We are going to go with Okayama, though, on the money line, -125. And also on the road, we are going to go with Chiba against Thespa Gunma. So Chiba is -138. They are also off to a nice start. They did lose their first week game to Montedio Yamagata 3-2. But then they smoked Fujieda 4-0 last week. They've got 6 goals in 2 games. Thespa Kusatsu Gunma. Crazy. That's going to be a tongue twister. 2 draws. 2 goals, 4-2 against in both games, or in total. So we're going to go Chiba on the money line, -138 there. Then moving along to the third tier of Japan. Got some plays here as well. I like Yamaga, money line, -143 against YSCC. YSCC, 1 goal, 4-3 against in 2 games to start. Yamaga, 4 goals, 4-3 against in 2 games, 1 win, 1 draw. So we like them there at -143. Who else here? Kanazawa and FC Osaka, over 2.25 goals, 1.925. So we are going to do that on the Asian lines. And we have Totori at home against Miyazaki. We are going to go over 2.5 goals, -1.975. And we are going to go to the team that I don't know why they continue to stand out for me. But we are going to go with FC Gifu on the money line, -118 at home against Kema Tamare. So that's actually 4 J3 plays. Yeah, 3 in J2 and 4 in J1. So I've got a bunch of plays here. Let's off to a mixed bag start. Not great. Not shit either. So yeah. Let's go for it. So J3, the only stats they give is goals. Interesting. They don't even have pictures of some of the players. It's hilarious. We are going to go with that. Like, Indio on Imabari, who has two goals this year, the Brazilian. No picture. He's been with the club since 2022. Indio. That's what his name is. Amazing. Yeah, so I will post these on Twitter as usual, upload the podcast. Hopefully you are listening. And yeah, we are going to go perfect this week. So let's cash and hope everyone has a nice weekend. Take care.